If someone tries to sell you a piece of a goalpost from the Vanderbilt University Stadium today, don't assume it's a hoax.
Wait. Let's back up a little bit. The biggest news out of college sports this weekend is that the country's number one football team, the University of Alabama, lost to Vanderbilt. Get that? They lost. For the first time since 1984, score was 40-35, and Vanderbilt was leading the entire game.
Vandy's win was thanks in large part to their new quarterback, Diego Pavia. The transfer from New Mexico State clearly does not think it's a fluke.
I love Vandy. It's what I came here for. Came here to win big football games. You know, our ultimate goal is to go to the college football playoff. And so we want a chance at the national championship, just how everyone else does. We just got to keep getting better. There's still little mistakes out there that we got to clean up. But, you know, any given Saturday, anything's possible.
Football is life on every given Saturday in the SEC, that is the Southeastern Conference. So Vandy fans stormed the field after the victory.
They tore down the goalpost and then marched it 3 miles to the Cumberland River in downtown Nashville, where the fire department had to eventually fish it out.
Now, the SEC does frown on such shenanigans, and they fined Vanderbilt $100,000. And that is where commerce enters the picture. Until later this week, you've got the chance to bid on game balls or helmets.
But you may need to wait for the secondary market to get a piece of the goalposts. The 4 and 8 inch chunks appear to be all gone.
Darn it.